Now, Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mom is beginning to get a little discouraged with the way his barbershop enterprise is turning out. A quick look at his books reveals that so far he's had no paying customers, and his promotion plans serve only to drive away potential customers. As we look into a little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and barbershop. Grandpappy Spears is just entering.
Scallywag, I ain't saw you for a couple of days. Yeah, yeah. Granny, take him around and see if I'd set any barbershare. Why, no, sure not. Go ahead. He ain't here no ways. He's out making delivery right now. Well, you sure he won't get mad now? Oh, of course not. He never has no customers to set in it no ways. Just sitting there getting dust in cobwebby the way it is. Go on, set it. Yeah, or you can help him. Well, I'll just set him things. Yeah.
Wish
I had a copy of the police gazette to read.
Well, he ain't got one of them. I comfort. Oh, I used to set in there trying to down Moe's Moochie. Yeah, I know you used that for years. Yeah, reckon I'll mind if I put the back down so that I can sort of stretch out. Why, no, no, go ahead. What's the matter? You all wore out today? Yeah, yeah, plumb wore out. Never slept hardly a wink last night, Abner. Had the insomnies again. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Never got no sleep at all, huh? No, no. Yeah, this feels good.
Oh, I drop off once in a while, but I just keep waking myself up by dreaming about Hillary.
Hillary? Your boy, you mean?
Yeah, I kept dreaming he'd come home.
Come home? Why, lo, me, Hillary lives clean up around Kennedy summers, don't he?
Yeah, he's been up there for a good many years now.
Oh, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, never do hear from him.
Well, didn't he leave home after him and you had a fuss a long time ago or something?
Yep, yeah, that was the reason he pulled out.
That's what I thought.
And he swore he'd never come back here.
Huh.
But by Jiminy, I kept dreaming that he'd come back.
Huh.
Every time I dropped off, there was Hillary, just big as life.
Well, I do know. How'd he look?
Oh, just about the same as he always did. Looked natural.
Yeah.
Hadn't changed much.
Glad to hear it.
Oh, he's aged good, Hillary does.
Well, that's nice. He's always sort of a healthy boy. Proud to know he's getting along so well.
Do you believe in dreams, Abner? Do you think that that dream of mine might mean that Hillary's actually coming home?
Oh, no, of course not. No, no.
But it might, you know.
Well, now, you can't go nothing by your dreams, Grandpap.
And by Jiminy, I believe you can.
No.
I know lots of people that believe in dreams.
Well, I don't. I don't do it.
I bound you Hillary's going to show up here for long.
Well, I hope so, but I doubt it. Got my doubt.
Other fellas have had dreams come true. Now, take, for instance, the case of Orlo Wormley. Now, one night, Orlo dreamed...
Just a minute, Grandpap. I got to answer the phone. That's all right.
Yeah, go ahead and answer that. I'll tell you about Orlo quick if you get through that.
Hello. Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
I know you'll enjoy hearing about Orlo.
Oh, yes, Miss Blevins. No, it's too late for the day's delivers, Miss Blevins. I'll get your order out first thing tomorrow. Sometime tomorrow, anyway. All right. Just a minute. Yeah. Two cans of Harmony. Package of clothespins. Bucket of lard. Can of spinach. Say, Miss Blevins, we got in a batch of fresh vegetables today. Yes, Mom. What? Been sprayed with poison stuff. No, Mom, no. If you want that, you'll have to get the poison and spray it on yourself, Miss Blevins. We don't handle that here at all. Huh? Oh, I see what you mean. It's just ignorance and never thought. All right. Two bunches of carrots. Head of lettuce. Bunch of celery. Anything else now? All right, fine. Much obliged to you, Miss Blevins. All right, goodbye. No, Grandpap, you can't put no dew painter's name dreams. I know one time I did. Well, Father Land says he sound asleep. Well, I'll just let him sleep. He needs it, I reckon.
Hey, looks like we're in for some weather, Abner.
Yeah, I noticed the wind that sort of came up a little there.
Oh, black clouds are just bobbing up there in the west.
Well,
wouldn't surprise me none if we got some snow. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Long?
Oh, that's just Grandpap there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He just taking a little nap.
Hey, that give me a start for a minute there.
Did you think he's dead?
No, I thought it was a customer wanting a haircut.
Oh, yeah, that's something that you don't need to worry about, I don't reckon, Long.
Yeah, way things have been going, I reckon you're right about that.
Yeah, yeah, ain't no doubt about it, Long.
Pennies, I'd love to get a customer. Just one customer, that's all I ask.
Yeah, I don't know where you'd start out to get one at.
You know, Abner, I believe I'd almost be willing to give up the barbering business if I could get just one customer first.
Doggett, I wish we could find one for you, then. You'd get out of that.
It'd be a shame for me to give it up without actually giving myself a fair trial at it.
Fair trial?
I might be the greatest barber in the whole world and never even find it out.
Oh, well, I don't believe I'd set up nights worrying about that, Mom. I can tell you exactly the kind of a barber you are. And I got the scars right here on my face to prove it, too.
Yes, ma'am, if I could just get one customer. Just one feller that would get into that chair by his own free will. Without me having to force him to get in.
Or tying him up like you done me, huh?
That's all I ask. Just one. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh,
come here, Dad.
Now, listen, Mom. You ain't going to get me in that chair again.
I ain't aiming on it.
Huh?
I just wanted you to look at Grandpap's face.
His face? What's wrong with it?
Look at it good and close.
I don't see nothing wrong with it. Except his mouth is open, but he always sleeps that way, Long.
Abner, wouldn't you say he's got 5 o'clock shatters?
Huh?
I mean, don't it look like he needs a shave, sort of, kind of?
No, I don't believe I'd say that exactly. No, no.
It seems like he needs one. And look at that beard there. Awful ragged looking, if you want my opinions on it.
Yeah, well, now, that could stand a little trimming up. Wait a minute, Long. You ain't aiming to work on Grandpap, are you?
Why not? He climbed into my barber chair, didn't he?
Now, Long, I ain't going to let you wake him up just for that. Now, he needs to sleep.
I ain't going to wake him up. No, I was aiming on picking him up while he was asleep there.
You mean without even asking him?
Why, sure. Be a nice prize for him when he wakes up.
Long, I believe you better ask him first.
What are you trying to do? Make me lose my first real customer? My motto is to shave first and ask questions afterwards.
I bound you he'll lower for you.
No, he won't.
What he'll do?
Not after he sees what kind of a good job I do on him. Run on back to the feed room right quick and start heating some water.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I don't want to get mixed up in this at all. Now,
hurry up. We wakes up.
Not long. No,
Abner, he'll never know you had a thing to do with it. I'll never tell him.
You promise? Cross your heart.
Cross my heart and body and hope to die.
All right. I'll go back and put some water on it.
Good. I'll get my shears and start working on his beard.
Yeah, that's a good
since I've been looking for. He don't wake up till I get done. I'm gonna wake up and find it half done. Improvements already. I knowed I had a talent for this.
The wire's on, Mom. But if I do, I wouldn't let it get too hot, because that'd sure enough wake him up.
Yeah, that's a good subject. How's his beard look so far, Abner?
Let's see. Get out of it. Move your hand now.
Pretty good, huh?
Sort of fair, I reckon. Give me them scissors just a minute.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do?
I believe he's got a little crooked here on one side there. Here's a fix it up.
Oh, yeah, that did have it.
Oh, these scissors don't always go where you expect them to, do they?
Yeah, they are a little tricky. So you get on to them. Here, better give them back.
Yeah.
I'll straighten that up for you.
Reckon you can, though.
Yeah, right there.
So for bad where I chopped that big hunk out there.
Yeah.
One of them scissors on up there before I knowed it.
Could make a sort of a little goatee there, couldn't we?
Yeah, make him a goatee. I believe he'd rather have it that way.
Yeah.
More I think about it, the more I'm sure he'd rather have a goatee than he's having his brother.
Yeah, he'll look way younger better this way, I believe. Makes him look more extinguished.
Oh, no doubt about it.
How's that? Wait, I'll get that piece off.
Yeah, get that right there on the side.
Uh-oh, Evan.
Huh?
Do you know if a goatee has to be pointed necessary?
I don't know.
You could have one that gets sort of flat across the bottom, or sort of dented upwards, couldn't you?
Well, it'd be a different looking kind, ain't
it? Sure. He wouldn't want to have one like everybody else, no way.
He'd want one that was different.
Why, of course he would.
He would.
You better sort of even that off across the bottom of the
way. Yeah, across here.
Yeah, right there. Give her a lick or two there.
You don't know what's going on there.
No, Sam.
You know what? We're down to the skin here.
Skin?
I can see it.
Well, I do. Yeah. Well, looky there. Doggies, I never know that before. Grandpa's had a dimple in his chin. That looks sort of cute.
Yeah, it does.
That old dimple is just sparkling
now. It's been a shame for him to cover that up with a beard all these years.
Why, sure. He looks a heap better without no beard.
Yeah, it makes him look younger.
It does, it does.
Yeah, he ought to shave them whiskers off a long time ago.
Of course, I wouldn't hardly know. Oh, I believe he's waking up now.
You better be the one to tell him about this, Abner. I mean, tell him how much better he looks now.
No, sir, not me. I'll let you have the pleasure of doing it.
No, I feel that it's your place.
Come on, we better hide. That's what we better do.
Yeah, you're right, we better. Here's Mormon Charity, I'll tell him.
Yeah, come on, let's duck down behind the counter here. He's going to see us from one of these.
Oh, that mirror. First thing he'll see when he sets up is that mirror. And right away he'll...
Mind if he's setting up. He's rubbing his eyes there.
Hey, Jiminy, I must have fell asleep. Hello, Barbara. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he's looking in the mirror.
I know that. I know this had happened. Abner, come here. My boy Hillary's come home.